Fam Club. We are here as per usual, me, Kayla, and
Kate.
Yes. And today we have with us the lovely Julie Velchek. She is a comedian, a podcaster, a writer extraordinaire, and we're really happy to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
She's basically a pro at this stuff.
So I am not a
podcasting,
pro.
Podcasting, you had a radio show in college.
Yeah.
Podcaster.
But the original podcast,
yeah,
radio, for sure.
You led the charge.
I was joking with my friends the other day that, like, if what I was doing in college, if I was a kid now in college, I would be famous.
100%.
You would make little TikToks. You would be, like, taken off.
So, funny you say TikToks, yeah. I was, like, big into Snapchat.
Really?
Like, I had a huge following on Snapchat. I used to do, like, Hump Day Wednesday, like, raps. On the train in Chicago.
Wow.
And I would be like, follow me on Snapchat. Like, but like that didn't become a thing because it would like disappear. Or yeah. If it was TikTok, yeah. I would have blown up. I'd go down. I was doing those dances. Granted. I mean, not as like coordinated as they are, but it would have been entertaining.
The moves the Gen Zs have, like those moves. Literally, I'm too uncoordinated.
I think they all have to like watch TikTok and learn how to dance that way, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Copy the video.
They probably 100%. Spend hours doing that. So okay, we like to ask people
sure.
their star sign, their relationship status.
Yep.
So tell us both.
So star sign is, depending on what you're looking at, typically a Libra or Libra Scorpio cusp. So I'm a balanced psycho.
Okay.
I am currently single.
All right.
That's all I can think about that. Like, I was, and actually, we could talk, I'm going to just jump right in. I'm actually curious your take on this.
Oh, okay, we're ready.
All right, I'm just jumping right in.
Wrapping my seatbelt.
Went on 6 dates with a man.
Okay.
That's a lot. 6
dates.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Separate of those 6 dates, we had sex 11 times.
Okay. Wow. So how many times on the date?
5.
Okay. So that's 16 total.
We had sex 16 times. Let's just do math.
Okay. Math. Quick math. Women in STEM.
Exactly. We're brilliant. And he shoots me a text message last Saturday at 6 a.m. Hey, just wanted to let you know, I hit it off with somebody else. I think the world of you, but on it, like, I don't think we have enough in common and that our lifestyles align.
Like, what does that mean? Lifestyle.
What did
I knew what he meant. He is an entrepreneur. I feel like I have to mask this to a certain degree. He's an entrepreneur. For context on the lifestyle bit, 2 or 3 weeks ago, like, he noticed that I had Old Navy leggings.
I like
Oh,
that.
God.
I like Old Navy.
Old Navy has the best activewear.
Yeah.
Hands down, sponsor us.
But, like, he made a comment of, like, oh, you shop at Old Navy? I was like, oh, you got $100,000 in debt on your account? Like, what is the deal? I'm like, but I fly first class. Like, what does it matter?
Your airline is receding. So.
It's not. is the hottest man I've ever been with. I will say that. And that's what he had going for him.
Okay, when that happens. Honestly, you don't want too hot a man.
He's too hot. He's like D-list celebrity status, I would say.
Oh,
we should have him on the pod.
Like, he's in the Bravo community. I doubt it.
He's in the Bravo community. Interesting.
No, he's Bravo adjacent.
Okay.
Lifetime. Yeah.
Like friends with Bravo stars.
He's friends with Bravo. Okay, so he wasn't.
But he's been on Andy Cohen.
Oh wow!
Because he's dated a few Bravo housewives.
Oh wow! Okay. So he's kind of a clout chaser.
I think he's more of a clout chaser than anything, for sure.
Yeah.
But he like made comments about my lifestyle, like because I bought Old Navy, like suck a dick.
Especially leggings.
Yeah.
It's not like it's my wardrobe.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't like your lifestyle. You buy cheap clothing. Like what?
But can we actually go back to the text message piece? I'm pissed off about.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can't like. It's not like it was date 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
16 times
we have. I'm of the accord, the format in which you communicate the most. Mm-hmm. So if it's text message, fine. But we were FaceTimers. We were phone callers. Mm-hmm. So to me, the way you primarily communicate, which I would actually say is in person for us, because we were very quick mm-hmm. to like meet up and hang out, which yeah. I love. That's but funny. Like, you cannot send that text message.
No.
And then you want, so I called him immediately because I was awake.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I was scared of what you were going to say to me. I'm like, oh, you were scared.
You were scared.
I was so sorry. You should send him a gift basket of like a bunch of Old Navy. Like workout clothes and shirts. And
well,
be
that's
like,
good stuff.
Hope you're well.
Waste your money on that. Hope you're well.
But I was like, fuck, like, and I'm like, you didn't FaceTime, you didn't call. He's like, well, like, I didn't know if you were going to be awake. I'm like, you didn't know if I was going to be awake. I came over once at 5:30. Like,
it is like, that is cowardly.
That is crazy.
To like hide behind a phone
yeah.
for ending it.
I think, like, what are you saying?
Oh, I was ending there basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that, okay, dates 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. All right. You can text and be like, hey, dog, it wasn't working out. Like, I saw Chad from the gym. He is just so hot. I want to hook up with him. All right. But then if it's after date 3, you need a phone call. That's yeah. just that's my take.
Yeah. I didn't say like coffee. Like, but honestly, he did say, he's like, if I was in town, I would have done it in town. And I'm like, so you resort to the text?
Like, he could, if he was out of town, he could have waited until he was back in town.
No, it's yeah. going to be all the time. I get it. Oh, but he like apparently hit it off with somebody else.
Okay.
Which I'm like, also just stop after that. Met somebody, we hit it off. I'm going to pursue that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to yeah. say our interest in, like, don't add that anecdote. You didn't spend enough time getting to know me. You spent 80% of the time talking about yourself, your mm-hmm. company, the things that you do. And then I was never, ever impressed with him. Because, mm-hmm. like, he would say, like, he'd say something about Bravo or whatever. And I'd be like, okay.
Cool.
So.
Yeah.
I'm like,
do you think he used ChatGPT for that comment? For that
I don't think so.
How to break up but not hurt her feelings too much.
I don't even think he asked ChatGPT.
No. Well, I don't use ChatGPT for crafting text messages, but I will plug it in after and be like, can you make sure the tone is nice? If I'm going to do something in writing, that's got me in trouble. The tone,
yeah, the tone
comes
out
different than
100%.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I went down a very unhealthy ChatGPT hole.
Ooh, what happened?
So I screenshot a bunch. Well, after I realized, like, you can, like, screenshot things and upload it into ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And I wanted to, because I had a bunch of friends, this is a separate story, I had a bunch of friends tell me, like, oh, we think this person, like, likes you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I just think we're, like, the same vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we're very much one and the same that I'm, like, not reading into it. They're like, no, he definitely likes you. He wouldn't have done this. He wouldn't have done that. And then everybody's like getting into my head. So I like screenshot it, uploaded all of our Instagram conversations, including mm-hmm. the memes, and then our text message conversations into ChatGPT. And I said, what are the odds that he likes me?
Oh my God, what did it say?
75% that he likes you. And I was like, oh, okay. So then my dumbass, we go out and I like confront him on it. And I was like, so like, do you like me?
ChatGPT thinks so.
Literally.
Well, I ended up having to say that to like back it up because it's like, I want to confront things just because I like want to know.
Yeah, I do that all
and
the time.
And then my friends are like, but you don't even like him. I'm like, I might.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I could.
But yeah, like, but they're like, well, what would you have done if he said that he liked you? I'm like, I think I would have known, but he said he didn't.
Yeah,
maybe he felt like a little on the spot.
He
didn't
want
to admit it.
He did, and then every other action after that, I would say, it still proves that he likes me.
Did he show him the ChatGPT receipts?
I did, and he's like, "That's unhealthy." I also,
you say you don't like me, ChatGPT thinks.
Well, and this is what introduced it to me, and then I went down a rabbit hole of like I went to my old Mac. Screenshot old conversations mm-hmm. from
those
like my
fun.
Ex from
yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
I was taking pictures of like my fucking BlackBerry that my mom sent me.
Yeah.
Like reassessing like relationships from 23 to 25.
Yeah.
And then my ex, like, I'm not gonna lie, my most recent ex, and this still kills me, because for the most part, I think like ChatGPT's been on my side. Mm-hmm. But with my ex, it said I was only 52% correct.
What the fuck?
2%
At least it's more than half.
Not enough more.
Can you get a new ChatGPT? I mean, you need to replace it.
You can get Grok and have it set to agree with you always. So
really?
You can say, like, agree with me every single time I message you from here on out. And then every single time you plug in a message, it will.
I love that. I need that in my life.
But this is what I was liking about it. I felt like ChatGPT was being so honest. Every time. So, like, when all of these uploaded conversations prove, oh, I'm liked. They loved, everything was right. And then with my ex, it's like, you are only 52% in the right, and there is a 48% chance that this relationship could have worked out. And I'm like, suck my non-existent dick.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening right now?
Grok is not going to tell you to do something on your face, but ChatGPT will.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
ChatGPT's honest.
Grok will tell you if your dress is ugly, but ChatGPT will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I honestly feel like I'd stick with ChatGPT. You need the people that are going to tell you if that dress is
fine. Yeah, but I think this is what's fucked. I don't think ChatGPT is right.
Did you ask Grok?
No. Apparently I need to.
Grok knows. What are the other ones? There's Gemini, the Google one.
Oh, yeah.
Like Gemini, yeah. I use that one for less.
I use that one for work.
Well, everyone started saying Grok was so much better than ChatGPT.
Really?
So I switched over to Grok, but I didn't like Grok's answer, so I went back to ChatGPT.
See,
ChatGPT knows me.
Yeah. Grok sounds like a action movie character. Yeah, like a villain of some sort. Or it sounds like Gronk from Emperor's New Groove.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It sounds like a Disney.
Or like a Marvel character.
Yeah.
Grok.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
A wrestler.
One of those Disney
adults.
I'm
thinking The Rock.
The Rock, Disney adults. One of those Disney adults loves Grok. It's like, oh, I got a picture with Grok. I got a shirt with Grok. Anyway, but I want a shirt with ChatGPT. I heart ChatGPT.
I will say Grok and Gemini have the better name. Like, ChatGPT is such like a mouthful.
I know.
You can name them.
What should we name them?
You can ask them. You can have a conversation with them about it.
I mean, it's dating when you can just date ChatGPT.
You could. My biggest, like, penetration.
Well, I mean, what if you could plug in a vibrator into, like, you know, you can have it.
It will come. It will come. I have no doubt that I won't need a man once ChatGPT and sex toys advance. Because it's going to get to know me and how quickly and easy it is to make me come.
TMI. It'll be like McDonald's for orgasms, you know?
Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's a little more high-end.
I love
Taco Bell. Is it? It's got dog-breeding food.
Compared to McDonald's, I would say Taco Bell wins.
Fair.
Yeah, fair.
Fair.
Yeah. So, yes. we have this ex, well, current, now ex.
The whole text message thing was a situation.
Situation.
What else do you call that? 16 times of interacting.
16 Pete. You know, 16 Pete.
Did you guys meet on Hinge? How'd you guys meet?
Yeah.
So, funny story. I was part of the, I did a Maxim model competition.
Oh, nice.
And you can see the people who vote for you. And you can specifically see the people who pay to vote for you.
Ooh.
So that's actually how I even noticed him to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Like, who paid $1 million for me?
Well, at the time when I noticed, he bought $400 worth of Maxim magazines.
Wow.
To vote for me. Because it, like, quadruples the vote.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of
$400.
$400. So he didn't know you at this time?
Nope.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Nope.
Yeah.
So, I was just going through anybody who had voted for me, just to, like, message them, just to, like, get them to kind of come back.
Yeah,
and then I came across his profile. I was like, there's no way this is real. I'm like, he's too hot. Like, there's no way this is real. I'm like, what is the catch?
So, dating app, girls just post pictures of themselves. So, we'll post, like, bikini pictures and see who pays to get pictures of us.
Isn't that, like,
oh my God.
Only
yeah.
But pictures?
I'm telling you, revolutionary. You only get paid and you also want to get laid.
Yep.
There we go. You've heard it first.
Feet finders, but
pretty much.
Body
finder.
I messaged all of them, creepy or not, and he was like, it's about time. Like, because apparently the past models he's done this with,
red flag.
Became a thing. Yeah, it was an orange flag.
It was orange.
It wasn't completely red. He had mentioned, he's like, it you took them $20. I'm like, yeah, $400 sounds about right for me.
Yeah, I could fit in a little more.
His total investment in my Maxim search was $800.
Wow. That's a lot. What a guy. And then he told you, he's like, actually, I was on Bravo.
But our values don't align.
We don't have the same interests.
We have the same lookings. So, okay, so you're a comedian. How long have you been doing comedy?
So it was 2 years in May.
Oh my God.
May 6th, 2 years.
Wow.
Basically left a very corporate brand job. And then because I moved to New York to pursue comedy.
Okay.
And then I got very caught up in like corporate life.
Yeah, that happens corporately. Yep.
And especially because like I was still like not at the point I'm at currently. So like you're grinding to like be seen and known. And so I was working like fucking 70 hours a week.
Wow.
So I wasn't really doing much other than work. And then it got to a point, escalate. Job change, mm-hmm. COVID happens, get a new job. Mm-hmm. Then in this job, it's it's the most corporate environment I've ever been in my life.
Wow.
And it kind of like, I don't want to say gave me the ick on New York, but it gave me the ick on New York.
Ick or stick, corporate life.
corporate life edition. But I was like very much over it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, fuck, I moved to New York to pursue comedy.
Yeah.
So at the very least, I should just take a class. So I took a class, didn't show up half the time, which is very much on brand for me.
Yeah, you're busy, so.
Yeah, things going on.
You're perfect.
But then I get on stage, and it was, like, the best experience of my life.
Oh,
and I love
being
on stage. Like, I love public speaking. Like, for context, theater kid, speech debate kid. I was a Toastmaster, like, speaking.
Love Toastmasters.
It's a thing for me.
Yeah.
Where like, this is like blending creativity and performance. And honestly, after my first show, I like loved it so much. I was like, how do I get on stage again? Somewhat seamlessly get on stage again. For the most part, I got booked fairly easily.
Yeah.
Which is like apparently not common.
Oh, hey. That's good. That is good.
Comedians. Especially when you're starting, but like my first like 6 months I did like 20 shows.
Yeah.
But then in my first full year I did like closer to 130 shows.
Wow. So Julie and I know each other.
Yeah.
Because my friend Lindsay told me about her and she invited me to one of her competitions.
Yep. Oh, that was last year.
That was last year. Yeah. It was so fun. And then she also put on a benefit.
Yes.
For animal shelters.
I did.
On my birthday.
Yeah, it was your birthday.
It was my birthday. And then I brought my little doggo. It was dog friendly.
He is an animal too, so it was for him.
Joe was invited. He featured in a lot of sets.
He went on stage. He actually had his own set.
Joe, you little star, you.
Yeah, he did great.
Is he drugged right now?
No, he's just tired. Mm-hmm.
Was he drugged on stage?
So he wasn't drugged on stage. Okay. He was still crazy. He like climbed on stage and like spoke into the mic a little bit. You know, barked. Had a solo.
He was a star.
He was a star.
Joseph. I sent you a couple pictures.
Yeah. Did you post it to his Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He looked really happy to be on stage. He's also a theater kid.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Toastmaster. Toastmaster. Yeah. Have you ever had a show where you felt like you bombed and all the jokes were kind of like, boop?
So is bombing no laughs?
I guess like, yes, maybe like a couple of laughs.
I've definitely had a couple chuckles. I've definitely had a couple chuckles.
Yeah. Did you find those people that didn't laugh?
No, they were miserable.
And punched them in the face.
No.
Where was
I think...
Was it a dry show? That's what I immediately think
of. No, it was Grizzly Pear. And Grizzly Pear Midtown is one that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. Another one that comes to mind is Broadway Comedy Club in their basement. Which I have yet to have a good show there. I'm going to try go back and audition again in July. Mm-hmm. Because what I like about the audition show is you get, like, shows out of it.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm going to bring people.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say I have to bring 5 people. At least there's a chance of me getting more shows out of it that I don't have to bring people.
Yeah.
When you're starting in comedy, a lot of it, and you've seen this because I've asked you guys, like, oh, I need 4 people to come, or I need 2 people to come. And, like, it gets to be a lot.
Yeah.
You got to know a lot of people.
Yeah, you do. And you know what, like, at these competitions, I see some really good comedy. Like, you always crack me up. But then I see some really bad comedy. And I, what I just thought of, there was a 16-year-old dude.
Oh, comedy. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. He made it far.
He went to LaGuardia. Yeah, he went to school in the city.
Yeah.
Like this performing arts school. It was just crazy. I can't imagine doing comedy at 16. Yeah, I'd be petrified.
He was on stage also last year.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
And he bombed? That's what you're saying?
No.
No, he bombed last year. He did really well last year.
Oh, okay. The first year I was like, oh, who is this kid? But then he had a redemption arc.
Okay, good.
He did.
I feel like his dad definitely hired a writer.
Okay. Maybe good for him.
He has ChatGPT.
ChatGPT can't write jokes. It can give you inspiration. Well, no, like, it's cheesy, what it writes, but it's like a little bit of inspiration. Like, or sometimes if I'm like fill in the blank here, I'm like, this is the direction I want to go. I just don't have anything at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah,
it'll give me ideas. Rarely do I go with it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's still like a jumping off point
because
I can't like just be bouncing ideas off comedians all the time. Honestly, I'm realizing I'm more of an independent person in this comedy process than I am do it with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I actually respect you and I think you're good. So like I found like coaches that I love, and I don't want to say obsess over. I like the coaches that I work with, I think very highly of.
Mm-hmm. Really admire.
Yeah.
I really admire them. And that's why when they give me feedback, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm not as like, I don't take it because it's my set.
How do you take feedback?
Honestly, for the most part, pretty well.
That's good.
But it depends on, does feedback mean I change?
Yeah.
I don't react. I'm not like, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not like, you're wrong. Because to be fair, most feedback, especially in comedy, is subjective.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of times if I'm like seeking feedback, it's more to get other perspective on where the joke is going or what is making sense. Mm-hmm. And it's less about like, do you think it's funny? I'm like, I don't need you to think it's funny.
Yeah.
And I also like my ego is like massive in the sense of like, I don't think what I am doing is anything like what other comedians are doing.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when I'm on stage, I'm like, I'm not doing what the last guy just did, and I'm not doing what the next girl just is going to do.
Because you're unique, you know.
I very much see myself as a storyteller, and I've even had comedians be like, you're never going to make it being a storyteller. I'm like, yeah, but that's me. Like, everything I've done in my entire career, even in my day job working in advertising, I've never done what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because also, if you're doing what everybody's supposed to do, then you're not going to stand out.
You're not going to get chosen.
You're going to blend in with the rest. Do what's different.
I think it's super cool because when I think about stand-up comedy, I've thought about it. I've thought about doing it, but it's so scary to get up there.
Got your class. Take class.
I got it. But you know what? Like, I applaud you for that. Like, what would you say to like aspiring comedians or people that want to try comedy?
One, I'm an advocate for classes. There are some comedians who are like anti it. They feel like they're being, I don't want to say like filtered, but they feel like they're getting projected onto. No, you take the class to learn joke structure. You take the class to understand like how to build a joke. Because there are foundations where, you can go out and like spray and pray and try and figure it out on your own. Or you can listen to somebody who's been doing it for 17 years, 20 years, active comedians.
Yeah.
They know something. They work where they work for a reason. That's my biggest thing. Like, if you're going to take a class, make sure my biggest feedback is take it with a active working comedian or a comedian who's got experience. There's one class I took, the guy had done comedy for probably less than 10 years, but then he wrote a book on it. And now he like created this like cult that I fucking hate the guy. Honestly.
Like, I know everything now.
Well, he also like, we're not getting into it. I just don't like him. But like aspiring comedians, my whole thing is taking a class is a very safe environment to start.
Yeah.
Because if you go do an open mic,
yeah,
you may never want to be on stage again.
That's true.
Yeah, it can scar you.
Yeah.
Where a class is like, what, every level? Mm-hmm. Some, and just don't take it with an asshole teacher. Yeah. There's ways to figure that out. You can take it with somebody who's welcoming.
Yeah.
Because you don't want like the hard ass. Because yeah, you do that when you're trying to develop your set. But I would say like taking a class goes a long way. It's a safe environment. There's a camaraderie because there's a lot of people who are there for a lot of different reasons. To build, I was talking to a comedian today. He's like, yeah, I took a class to build confidence.
That's awesome.
And get my confidence back. He's like, after like being in COVID and closed doors.
Yeah.
He's like, I felt like I lost my mojo. And then he's took a comedy class and now he's like in it and he's been doing it 3 years.
That's
so
amazing.
Like, it's life-changing for him, but it's a good experience. It gets you to think a different way. It gets you to be creative. There's so much to gain from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a high when you're on stage.
Yeah, no, literally.
It's a natural high.
Quick story time. Sure. Rapid edition. Okay.
Okay.
Weirdest audience member you've ever had?
She was like, you've probably heard her.
Oh my God.
Yes. She has the most ridiculous laugh. Like that, like weirdest audience member. Like, I don't even know how to emulate it. Like, no, that wasn't it.
Like a dolphin?
Maybe.
Okay. So what is the most famous comedian that you've met?
That I've met?
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
That's a big one.
How do you meet him?
At the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a guy at one of your shows?
Met at my show? No, but I went to a dating event, told people I had a show, and then 5 different men came to that show afterwards.
Ooh, so, like The Bachelor.
Honestly, it felt like The Bachelor. I was also super naive. I went to the showrunner. I'm like, so they're here because like H. Foley's on the show. And he's like, no, you met them at a dating event. And they're definitely here to get your phone number. You ran out, so they followed you.
Wait, I love that.
That's going to make you feel good.
Yeah.
Honestly, I actually was like chatting with one of the girls who was at the same event. She's like, oh, how was your show? And I'm like, yeah, and then these 5 guys. And she's like, that's kind of like feel good. I'm like, I didn't even think of it as feeling good. I was like, I got 5 people to the show. Like,
yeah. More audience.
I didn't even see it that way. God, I hope you don't watch this. They all followed me.
They're like, oh, there was another guy.
Did they know they were 1 of 5?
Yeah.
Well, 3 of them did. 2 of them came separately, and it was just weird.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting part of the 3 group.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys is like, it was clear one of them was the lead of the pack that was either. I didn't realize he was interested in me. I thought we were just like, he liked comedy, and we were just talking. But then his friend messaged me like, hey, I know you were like talking to so-and-so, but if that doesn't work out and you're not vibing, I'd love to take you to drinks.
Wow.
And I'm like, that's but I'm also like, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's not cool to do.
Your friend brought you. Yeah. So that.
I love the audacity of some guys.
Yeah.
Just do it.
It gets better. The 3rd one connects with me on LinkedIn.
Oh, oh nice. Cool.
A little networking
out. A little networking.
Yeah.
What is that mean?
Okay. Tell us about your worst date on a dating app.
Worst date on a dating app. God, what do I pick? Let's go. He peed in the elevator.
That's pretty bad.
Wow.
Okay. Was he drunk?
Yes.
Okay.
What if he
imagine was? He was sober. He's like, sorry, the little boy's room is that it's
peed in the elevator.
Pretty crowded.
That's the shortest I can get you.
Like, okay. Did he pee his pants or he like
no, he whipped it out. Oh,
okay.
He whipped it out.
Okay.
So like he was so wasted on the way out. I was like, I don't know if I like trust him to like get home, and I'm a good human. So I like took him home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, cause I'm like convinced he's not even going to be able to like get the key into the door.
So he was blacked out, wasted.
Wasted. And then he like undoes his pants and then he just starts peeing. And I'm like, I don't even know what to do. And I'm like, well,
I'm so sorry.
No, he lived alone. And then he literally like, he dropped his pants. I had to pick up his pants. He walks in, like, he walked into the apartment in his boxers. And then he just opens his fridge, just like staring there, scratching his balls. I'm like, I gotta go.
Was this a first date?
No.
Okay.
So was there another date afterwards?
Yes.
We dated for 3 months.
Okay.
I'm very forgiving.
Yeah, it's a very.
Well, I've done stupid drunk things, so I justified that.
Like, I get it. I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Not in elevator.
I've been a bad first date where I've had somebody leave me. when I was sitting at the bar.
Wow.
Well, because we were sitting together. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, oh, my friend is bartending, so I'm going to go say hi to them. And then I got caught up in conversation. So then he picked up the tab and he left. And he had the server come to me and say, just so you know, your date left.
Oh, my God. Well, how long were you talking to the bartender?
Couldn't tell you. Probably like 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Why couldn't he come and join the conversation?
Yeah. Well, right. Or be like, hey.
Like text you, be like, hi.
Or just no, there was no interaction. That I would say that was where I was a bad date.
Yeah.
He could have taken it upon himself though.
For sure.
Yeah, 100%. That was kind of avoidant.
I had a guy have 6 different cards get declined and then ask me to pick up the tab.
Oh, that's right.
Was that a first date?
That was a first date.
No, was there a second date?
No.
Okay. No. And so that's where the line is drawn. You can't pay for the date.
You could change him. His card actually was worth
it. No, it was less about that. It was more of like just the way he went about it. He's like, well, I have student loans. I'm like, okay.
Okay, all right. Well, then don't take me out.
I'm like, it's a $63 tab. Like, it's not even that bad. Like,
literally. For a date.
Jesus.
For a date, like, it was not... In my opinion, like, that bad. Like, if you... Also, like, pick a different date.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Walk around the city. Like, there, like, the zoo is, like, $5. Like, there's so many things you can do differently.
Yeah. Maybe he, like, forgot his card that actually works at home.
Six, though? 6 cards?
He was actually... He was committing credit card fraud.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But I think a date that you wouldn't expect probably initially... is the guy told me he has never been on a plane. That was a pretty bad date.
How
for me.
Old was he?
35.
Does he not travel? Is that not interest?
He drove to Florida once.
Okay.
Is he afraid of planes?
Doesn't know. He's never been on them.
Well, just like in general, like the idea.
Just like the plane
stuff. He said there was nowhere he wanted to go. I'm like, how? How did you only want to be in Long Island?
Nowhere in the
world. The furthest
world.
You traveled is Long Island to Manhattan? Like, oh my God.
Wait, let me guess. His name was Nick.
No.
He's from a small town in Long Island. I don't really know any small towns in Long Island. And he literally drives a pickup truck. Maybe.
No.
He's Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay, so he has a very, very scary Jewish mother that has made him afraid of everything.
His mom passed away.
Okay,
he lives
mind.
With his dad. But yeah, like, you're failing. But either way.
He could be like a hillbilly or like... like an overprotective.
There was nothing that indicated he had I didn't realize that needed to be a vetting question. Because I could
have
never...
Have been on a plane? as long as it's not in the Newark airport. That's what matters.
I don't care the airport. There was also a guy who bought Basic Economy. And I like struggled with that. And he bought it on Expedia. I'm like, so you don't know the value of points. You don't know the value. You're like, you don't believe in commitment. Like, that was like a bad. We didn't even make it on a date. He told me he bought. He called me. He's like, I feel like you can help me with this. And I was like, what's up? And he's like, yeah, I bought like a flight. Da, da, da. I'm like, oh, just like go on to United and have them change it. And he's like, well, no, like because I bought it on Expedia and it's a basic economy flight. And I was like.
Does his parents book his flights?
No, he booked his flight.
Well, I'm saying in general before that. Probably.
Well, no, he like flies Spirit on purpose.
Okay. Oh my God.
He's on budget.
I remember when I got Joey, I was flying all the way to Minnesota from San Diego and I was dating this guy at the time. And like I got a ticket on United or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go on Frontier. And so he had a layover. I had a layover on the way to Minnesota. And I think he did have a flight credit on Frontier, but we flew separately.
But why do we have a credit? Like, you already bought, like, if you already bought, like, you know, what caught the credit was because your flight probably got canceled or you didn't make it to your final destination.
The worst part was my parents paid for the hotel room, bless their hearts. Mm. And he asked me to split every single meal.
Oh, no.
Ick.
Yeah, he's
ick. Ick. Mm-hmm. Not the one for me.
Mm-mm. I hate to make it about finances, but no.
No, but no. Yeah. I hate to make it about Frontier, but yes.
Yes.
Frontier, no.
Frontier, no. Spirit, no.
No.
I just bought a ticket on Frontier yesterday.
To where?
Are we going? Close?
Denver.
Dang it. To the Denver airport?
Yes.
Haunted?
It's haunted?
Yeah, it's haunted.
What's the story there?
There's a lot. So basically, I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of conspiracy theories around it.
Interesting.
That there's like a secret society. There's a lot going on.
The Illuminati.
There's like something about the Illuminati. But all I know is that the one time I went to the Denver airport, I almost died. So conspiracies aside, I'm still scared of the Denver airport. And it's haunted. It's really
frontier. I'll report back to you guys how it goes. Yeah.
Frontier.
As long as you're not checking a bag. Well, if you check a bag, you might as well have booked another airline.
Yeah, that's true. Check a bag, thankfully.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you won't get any beverages.
Oh, should I bring my own?
Even if you wanted a Coke can. That's like
$7. Oh, jeez.
Wait, they don't give you...
It's a la carte. Everything's a la carte, including water.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I flew Spirit right when the pandemic hit. It was like when we were kind of like,
yeah, for like $10.
I hear there's two people that are eating bats in Wuhan. Somebody got sick on the flight.
Ooh.
And they were like, is there a medic? And they're a doctor on board, and somebody happened to be a doctor and on Spirit Airlines. Don't know why. Probably not doing too well. And went and like helped the guy. But this was like very insane. But the most insane part was there was a person that was singing for 3 hours straight. Don't know why. Singing, just belting out. I'm just like, I hate it here. It's like the fucking public bus in the sky. Yes. Spirit is like the public bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look like a bus stop. You're not wrong. That's actually part of a joke that I do for sure. There's a free show that I do.
Mm-hmm. This is free joke night for kids.
New joke night. Because the crowd is weird. People will sit on the sides. It's like I feel like I'm at a Spirit terminal. You know, like just, you can tell it was a 2-for-1 and it's a free show.
Did you see the Instagram post? Or, I don't know, it's probably an article, but that they're going to start selling standing up tickets on Spirit.
I saw, they were thinking about that.
Testing!
Public bus.
That would be miserable.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
It's gotta be short-term flights.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I wouldn't want to do more than like 30-minute flights for that.
Yeah, I would want short-term memory loss for that one.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a love triangle?
Well, you, the 16 situationship, and the new girl.
You and the 5 guys that came to the show.
What are the
Yeah, I've been in a love triangle. Yeah.
Two girls and a guy, two guys and a
guy. Two girls, one cup.
Two girls, one guy. And it was more, and I was adamant about it because I'm like, he likes me first. I didn't care for the other girl. For context, her name's Priscilla.
Fuck that bitch.
And it'll be ironic if you watch this, Jeremy. Just shows how thirsty you are for me. It's fine. We're still together. But he still texts me. It's fine. But I was first.
I'm number one.
I'm the one he still comes back to. But he also, created this, gaming site thing that he sold off for a bunch of money. And then he told me about it. And he was... Because it took me 7 years to get over this guy.
Wow.
7 years.
Jeremy got a hold on you.
How long did you guys date?
We didn't actually date.
How long were you involved? Situationship.
It's always the ones you don't date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were involved 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
Yeah.
6 or 7 years, off and on.
Yeah.
We were in separate relationships and whatever. And then, Priscilla comes into the picture. Whatever. She knew all about me. I had no idea about her.
Mm-hmm.
He invited, we would go to March Madness, leading into March Madness Pac-12 tournament. Mm-hmm. It's in Vegas. So, him and I would be there a lot of times at the same time. So, we, met up one of the trips. And then this girl who's, dressed in, a business skirt and a white blouse. Mm-hmm. It's she's never been to Vegas before.
She's I got this at J.Crew.
Pretty much. Express.
Old Navy.
Old Navy. And I was like, I thought he was like coming to meet up with me and we were about to like rekindle some love. Mm-hmm. No, not the case. Apparently they've been dating for 2 years.
Oh,
had no idea. I'm like, not based off our text messages and phone conversations and trips.
Oh.
And she knew exactly who I was. I was like, that's so interesting. I didn't know who you were.
Priscilla. Okay, wait, let me.
She pulled out my hair extensions in the bathroom.
Wait, oh, really? Yeah. Like, fight? What?
Like, tried to, and then I got her kicked out.
Nice. Okay.
Wait. So I was a pro at the club.
Describe this fight. How did it start?
It started with me washing my hands in the bathroom.
Taking off my earrings.
No. And then she comes out, and she was like, it's just so good that you and Jeremy have remained friends. And I was like, yeah, sure. I'm like, it's so good that to know you exist.
You mean Jer-Bear?
She's like, I know all about you. And I'm like, I know nothing about you. And I'm like, other than you don't know how to dress for a club. And then she went to yank my hair.
Wow, you called her up.
And then I slapped her head on the like where the faucets are, and then they came and got security because I am a regular in Vegas. I had a I used to run a company called Tipsy Travel where I help people coordinate trips to Vegas for bachelorette parties, 21st birthdays, whatever. So I was very well connected. You don't fuck with me.
No, don't fuck with me.
So she got kicked out. And by the way, he didn't go chase after her. He stayed out with me. Bought me breakfast.
Fuck you, Jeremy. Okay.
Wait. I'm like, he would always choose me. I know he'd always choose me.
Okay, so Priscilla's giving me like Meredith Blake from Parent Trap vibes.
A little bit.
Right? Blonde?
No.
No.
5'2 Latina.
Oh, okay.
With a bunch of tats.
A bunch of tats and a sortus outfit.
Yes.
For the club.
With the club.
And she's a vet tech.
Okay. Yeah.
Throwing it all out there.
Priscilla.
P. Because I never cared to learn to spell your name.
Who would want to spell Priscilla anyway?
I don't even know where to start.
You know who might know? ChatGPT.
That's the love triangle. I would say that's like the most prominent love triangle.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've like liked people that have liked somebody else, but I don't call out a triangle. I feel like there needs to be some reciprocation for it to be a triangle.
There needs to be some overlap.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's just like a crush and being a DeLulu.
Story of my life being DeLulu. All right.
Is Hinge your app of choice?
Yes. That and Raya. I like Raya. So I'm going on a 3-week vacation.
Okay.
And I'm really excited. I'm going first to London and staying with my friend from Creative Writing Camp when I was 16.
Fun.
And they're actually, I was in a love triangle at Creative Writing Camp.
Okay.
When I was 16. Ooh. Not really. It was in my head. It wasn't reciprocated on my part. Anyway.
So it was a crush.
So it was a crush, and then the girl I'm staying with was dated him.
Mm.
Dated him for about 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway,
2 weeks.
The 2 weeks is really tough. Anyway, so then I'm going and I'm teaching for a week. I'm doing this program called Angloville, where I'm going to like talk with students in English and like teach them English. And I get like room and board paid for and meals.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Malta. So London, Malta. And then I'm doing a week in Sicily by myself.
Ooh.
So that reminded me of Raya because I'm like, okay, I'm going to set my setting to London. I'm going on dates. I'm going to set my setting to not Malta because I'll be busy.
Yeah.
But Sicily.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm going to meet hot Italian men.
Done.
Can't wait.
Done.
So done.
Did you already set it?
Not yet.
Because when I was going to Cape Town, I said it. I was going to be there on these dates, and it started giving me guys from South Africa immediately.
Oh,
so you can like connect in advance.
I said it to London already. I forgot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
then
you should be getting London guys then.
Yay!
You're both on Ryan.
Yeah.
God damn
it. You know what? Honestly, here's the thing about
support.
Raya.
We're emailing support.
Hello, Raya. Excuse me. Do you know who I am?
You should.
Yeah, you should. Here's the thing about Raya, is you match with someone, you're like, oh, they're so hot. Oh my gosh, they're going to, but I need to be coy and wait for them to message me. And that's not how it works, for me at least. Mm-hmm. I have so many guys that like me and they just don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel that too?
Yeah.
Is it like that on other apps?
Yes. So
yeah.
not Hinge.
Okay.
Hinge and I are like this. That's why we're partnering with the Hinge Cafe.
Right.
There we go.
But also I think Raya like has automatic filters on their photos. Because everyone looks so beautiful immediately.
I know.
I think they do something to the profiles.
Well, they're also like a lot of times professional, I feel like.
Iker Stick, a guy, does a really funny voice memo on Hinge.
Like he sends you a voice memo?
No. Like a voice message.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Imagine. Hi.
The funniest one I've heard. It may have been you who showed me it, but the prompt was a shower thought I recently had, and you went to play it, and it was just the sound of a shower going. And the person showed me, it was like, look how corny this is. And I was like, that's funny.
Like, that's it could go either way. Like, that would be weird.
I heard that when she pressed play and I was dying. I was like, that's good.
Like, I'm in.
I'm a firm believer of your vibe attracts your tribe.
Yeah.
Because I have a pretty sarcastic profile.
Okay.
But, like, I probably would have laughed at that.
Yeah.
I need like the balance of funny and sarcastic, showing your personality, but also showing you're serious about dating. You're not just there to...
Like, are you trying too hard? Like, I feel like when they're trying too hard and they're like, looking for someone that loves like West Side Highway walks with my dog and loves and really like wants somebody empathic. I feel like that should be me.
I've never seen that in my life. I've seen that a lot.
Like, just, like, very
sentimental.
Read the prompt. It's like, no.
You want to read a couple of your Hinge?
Well, I was going to say, I'm actually a fan of Tinder. And judge all you want. It's mainly because Tinder is the most used app globally. Most people who are on, like, an app, it's that plus Tinder.
That's true.
So, but I've also QA'd, like, because I've matched with somebody on Hinge versus The League. The League I like the most.
I don't like The League.
I'm a boring corporate bitch, so, like, it makes sense for me to some degree. There are people who, like, will say they're looking for a relationship in one app, but on Tinder, like, the fuck. Like,
it's like Field.
And I like, well. Have you guys ever done a singles event?
No. Oh, well, we did.
What did you do?
We did cornhole speed dating.
We did.
Yeah.
We haven't done it since.
No.
But we tried it.
Hear me out. In July, I'm hosting my first singles event.
We'll be there.
Hold on. There's a catch.
Oh, no.
It's called Friend Verified. So you do have to bring a male of the opposite sex.
Okay.
A friend of the opposite sex who's single.
A
friend of the opposite sex who's single.
Okay,
cool. I've seen that before.
Yeah, and it's, there's Met Through Friends.
Yeah.
We're calling ours Friend Verified, and we're working with Matchbox, which is the questionnaire, where when you get there, you fill in the questionnaire, and then, so there's the social part, and then you'll get clue one, and then you'll get clue two, and then your match will be revealed.
Wait, ooh, I love that.
That sounds fun.
And it's a daytime Saturday thing, July 19th, hopefully you're here.
Okay, yes.
Around 3 p.m.
July 19th? Yes, I'll be here.
Also, well, actually something interesting is you could bring a crush and see if you match.
Ooh, I like that.
Because Matchbox has also done an ex, like, bring your ex event or bring somebody you've gone on dates with to see if you end up matching after the questionnaire.
But what if bring your crush and then you watch him match with someone else?
That is possible.
And cry all night.
Well, no, but I also think, like, because the questionnaire, just so you know, it's the same questionnaire that they've used on Love is Blind, on Married at First Sight. So there's, like, a method to the madness. Now, what I'm going to enjoy about running the event is we get to pick the questions.
Oh, sick. I love that.
So,
that is fun.
And it'll be 20 questions when you come in, because I feel like doing less than that isn't enough of a read.
Yeah.
Rig it so you bring your crush and rig your answers to match your crush and then happen to...
Well, we don't see the algorithm.
Boom.
Oh, shoot.
No. I can see percentages of math. Like, I'll see on my side, like, you're 93% match. You're 20% match, whatever, on our side. You don't see that.
Yeah.
You just know your match. I don't see that, though.
That would be interesting to do your polar opposite, since they say opposites attract.
Yeah.
To see how that would go.
Because I've done a couple of these events. My first match, at first I was like, eh. But then we ended up talking for like an hour and a half. And I'm like, oh, I see why we matched. I wasn't attracted to him. And then we went out two or three other times. Because I was like, I want to give this a shot. Because like, yeah. there was something that one made it easy to talk to.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like work keeping up. And then he took the effort to make the dates. I was like, maybe I'm not seeing something.
Yeah.
Chemistry wasn't there, wasn't there. The second time I've done this, and this is where, because now I've realized that it's different. As a, think of it like, so you pay Matchbox to use their questionnaire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's different levels of what you can buy in.
Yeah.
The last one that I got matched with, it was 10 questions, and they were so simple, and my match was not it, like, at all.
And you need like, more variables.
And you need more variables, yeah, yeah, yeah. And my friend Andrew's going to do it with me, and I was like, yeah, no, we're doing the $7 ahead.
Like, do we believe that horoscopes are correct?
Yes.
Like, really, when you, yeah. When you match with a guy?
Well, I think there's something there. I think if you've ever, so my ex... not situationship, like ex. One of the things he did that was like a thoughtful gift, because I'm big into horoscopes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He went and had both of our birth charts read together. So
oh, that's cute.
We went to this like random woman in Brooklyn that he did all this research on, him, his assistant. Because there's no way he found that on his own. And like a book was printed about like our compatibility, which by the way, our compatibility, according to everything, is like 98%. So that's why when like ChatGPT tells me like 52%, like I'm like, fuck off. Like, we are not together.
Stop. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Like, I think there's, I don't think it's like,
yeah,
gospel, but I think it's, you can read.
I think it's true, but I also think that it just depends on your entire chart. Like, they were like, oh, he's a Scorpio. So
no, there's more to it. I think it's all of it. No, you have to look at the whole scheme of things.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, is the person lying to themselves? How much do they know themselves?
Yeah.
Because I also think we have a perspective on who we are a lot of times. And I think that's a little bit why, like, guys would be like, it's not me. But, like, no, that's actually them.
That's you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the ones, the charmers are the ones that actually know their chart. Can own their chart, baby.
Own their chart.
Own your chart.
Own your chart.
Own your chart. All right, that's all they have to say. That's our ending words. Men, own your charts.
Own your charts.
Jer Bear, if you're out there, have fun with Priscilla.
Your charts don't match.
Your charts do not match. No, that's what ChatGPT told me.
I've already done it. Took a picture.
Anyway, thank you so much for being on
thank
here.
Thank you, guys. You'll have to come on Relatable Debatable.
Yes,
we'll talk about things.
Yes.
We're going to talk about sober sex. So
perfect.
Fun.
That, I feel like that's a good topic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then we can talk about our experience doing the dating.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We
yes. Really yes. Fun. Yeah. That would be so good.
Like, drop your socials. Where can they find you?
GYLIJE. Literally, it's the way to find me everywhere. or just search Julie with a G. Thank you.
Thanks.